The Reluctant Traveler, recorded by Samuel J. Kaiser. We call it a draw. We arrive at Mbura in time for a brief game drive. Right on cue, we see a leopard. Remarkably hard to see in Tanzania and Kenya, this leopard takes center stage just as we drive up. Mahingo Lodge has just opened. Overlooking Mbura National Reserve, it is a candidate for Architectural Digest. It sits high up on a rock outcropping with a 360-degree view of the savanna below. In the distance, you can see Lake Mbura. In the dying light of an African afternoon, the scene is right out of Africa. A married couple built the lodge. The architect husband, Ralph, designed it to be as green as possible, what with solar paneling for electricity and rainwater reservoirs. Ben, our guide, tells me that the lodge is excellent. This is important for the enterprise. If the guides like it, then it will be a winner. Ben says there is only one problem. Water. He worries there won't be enough. Ralph's wife, Suni, runs the place. If Ralph is the architect, she is the contractor. She worries that the trains won't run on time. In other words, will our wake-up beverage arrive precisely at 6:30 a.m.? Will we get hot chocolate when we ordered coffee? I can't blame her for wanting the service to match the decor. She worries because most of her employees, drawn from nearby villages, have never used a salad fork or folded a serviette. Frankly, if I order hot chocolate and get hot tea, my world won't come to an end. But Suni doesn't know that, so she worries. As soon as we arrive at the lodge, my women companions are all over the terrace, snapping pictures from every angle. They do not spare themselves a moment to sit and look out over the expanse of savanna unrolling below them until every vista has been captured in pixels. They go about their task as if it were a civic duty, and they were model citizens. In the evening, a young woman with a lantern escorts us to our tents. We need a guide. The individual tent rooms are scattered about in a heavily treed area. It would be easy to get lost. I stare at the path, trying to avoid a misstep in the near dark. A small snake, 8 inches long, appears in front of me. Its slender body is twisted into a series of S's. As it wriggles across the path, I think what a tough life a snake has. Only one lung, practically blind and legless. Then I think, this could be a baby Egyptian cobra. Why am I feeling sorry for it? I point it out to our guide. She picks up a rock and throws it at the snake. Now I'm feeling sorry for it again. Our room tent is luxurious. 2 huge double beds, a closet, a porch overlooking a tree that is alive with vervet monkeys. The bathroom is huge. It has a fine shower, a separate john, an electric light with a globe-shaped shade. Running around the outside of the lampshade like a horse at Hialeah Racetrack is a spider the size of a mouse. I can hear the pitter-pat of its 8 legs drumming against the shade. It's so loud I look outside first, thinking some small animal, a duiker perhaps, is running up the path. First a snake and now a spider the size of my fist. I'm too tired to be upset. I pour myself the last of my scotch, sit on the veranda, and stare at the monkeys. They are sitting nervously in the branches of their tree, staring back at me. As night finally falls, we call it a draw.